today I'm here with National FFA President Andrew Seibel. So Andrew, as your year of service is coming to an end, what would you say were some of the things that you gained or learned from your experience?
I think the biggest thing I learned was the value of being present in the moment every single day, wherever we are in life. This year was one that was extremely fast-paced. My team and I each spent over 300 days on the road and traveled over 100,000 miles, each hitting over 35 states. And that's an incredible stat line, but what really mattered was when we were in the moment with FFA members. And it was easy to get distracted in the pace of things and not realize how special every single moment was. But I think the biggest thing I learned, that whether I am driving down the road, going to a chapter visit, going to a state convention with 10,000 people or a state convention with 40 people at it, that the most important thing is being present in the moment and being there right where our feet are, loving the people around us and understanding just how valuable those connections are.
So with FFA being the largest student-run organization in the U.S., what advice would you have for members that they could use maybe in their FFA careers or in maybe future careers in the workforce?
I would just like them to remember that this jacket can take you wherever you want it to, and this experience and this organization can be whatever we want to make it. Not every single person has to be a state officer or a national officer to be successful with an FFA. We can be very successful without that, and this organization has opportunities for every single student, whether they come from an agricultural background, a more urban background, whether they're interested in going into the agricultural field, or maybe they don't necessarily want to go into direct production agriculture. Our organization is large. It is vast and it is full of opportunities. And every single student, if they really get in there and look at it and love the people around them, I think they can find an opportunity that will carry them far into the future.
Oftentimes, people associate FFA with just being about cows, plows, and sows. What would you say that FFA has to offer that maybe not be directly related to agriculture or catered towards students who may not be from a background of agriculture?
Absolutely. I mean, our organization has most applicable leadership skills of anything that I've ever interacted with in my personal life or in my professional life. I think whoever the person is, if they enter into our organization, is going to gain a lot of skills that are going to set them apart from their peers, whether it be public speaking, being able to present, anything like that, just talking to other people and making connections. But also through our supervised agricultural experiences, there are many different ways that students can take them. Agriculture is a vast industry, and I've seen some amazing projects of students who do not come from an agricultural background. For example, in downtown Miami, I saw students running a vet clinic that was open 365 days a year, where they took in rescue dogs, spayed, neutered them, gave them all of their shots, and then adopted them out to the local public, and it was an incredible project. And then I've also seen some of the smartest students I've ever met who are actually developing new hybrid crops and doing incredible research and that want to really make a difference in the world, even if it's not directly on the farm level. We started with 33 farm boys, and that's still our roots. We're still rooted in agriculture, but agriculture, on theme with our convention, is evolving and it is changing. And it's an industry that needs every single one of us, and our organization has 945,000 people who are going to be able to pour into it.
With your year of service as a national officer coming to a close soon, what are your plans after?
I want to go back and be a normal college student for a little bit, as silly as that sounds. This year has been incredible. It's been more full than I ever could have imagined, but I'm ready to take these experiences, reflect on them, and just slow down for a little bit and figure out what's really the things that I want out of this life beyond this organization.
How would you say your experiences throughout your entire FFA career will affect you in your future?
I think this has been one of the most influential things that has ever happened to me, is being a part of this organization. I joined when I was in middle school, so I've been an FFA member for over 10 years. I've done about everything you can do within this organization, and it has been such a cornerstone part of what is carrying me into the future, and I think it's going to really build at least whatever the next step is for me, but I think it's going to continue to build and really develop who I am throughout my entire life.
So with this year being the 90th anniversary of the blue corduroy jacket, what do you keep in your jacket?
Right now, my jacket is fairly bare, but I will tell you what I kept in my jacket prior to national office, because we rotate them every once in a while, so I don't want to forget anything. But I used to keep a set of keys given to me by a past national officer, Miriam Hoffman, just kind of signaling someone you believe in confidence. I had a challenge coin for my older sister, Claire. I had a small cross, and then I also had a state degree chain that was given to me by a former national officer from Virginia, Brian Walsh.
what has been the craziest thing you've experienced as a national officer?
Oh, goodness. So when I was in Alaska at their state convention, there were a few of us that kind of went out one night to go exploring because we wanted to see the wilderness, and it was our last night there. And we got out of the car at one point to watch the northern lights, and then somebody came around the corner and almost ran us off the road. So it was a little bit scary. It was definitely kind of a life flash before your eyes moment, but it was really exciting and really funny afterwards. And we were all okay. We all made it back, but it's just one of the crazy adventures that I've had this year.
That was National FFA President Andrew Seibel. Reporting for National FFA, I'm John Chang.